Hello, it's Thursday, April 13th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Julianne.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. Now, Lisa, you're fond of saying lately that in the alternative media, the circle of truth is small.
Circle of truth tellers.
Yeah. And, you know, it seems to keep getting smaller and smaller. Those people that you can really rely on.
I'm not fond of saying that. Yeah. That's the way it is.
Yeah. But it's the people that you can really rely on for good, solid information seems to be dwindling instead of the other direction. And that's why we have our guest today, Mr. Bill Broombaugh, on every single month. Because when it comes to having to rely on someone to give you the scoop, to give you the real information about what's going on in the world today, Bill's one of the people we always go to. He's a host of a show, a radio show called Proactive News. He also has a website of the same name, which can be found at proactivenews.com. And every time we have Bill on, we tell people, go to his website and sign up for his newsletter, because there's not a person on the internet that disseminates internet news as well as Bill Broombaugh does. And last but not least, this is a man of courage. This is a guy that's not afraid to stand up and take a stand between what's right and wrong.
That's right, and it's not that he hasn't seen his share of adversity either. So
that's right.
We're really glad Bill's out there doing what he does.
Exactly. So, Bill, welcome to Wing TV. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm kind of afraid to talk. I'm alive and well, just, you know, hanging in there trying to do the best I can to educate as many as I can.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're talking to Frank Whalen about 10 minutes before we called you, or we got a hold of you, and he wanted to pass along his hellos to you and just tell Bill. He said, tell Bill I love him, so got another fan out there.
All right, yeah, no, Frank has a good broadcast. Unfortunately, we overlap 2 hours of airtime. So he probably won't be on my show, and I probably won't be on his.
Yeah, well, there's two good shows right there. But before we jump into things, Bill, let everybody know how they can find your website and also how they can go about signing up for your newsletters.
Sure, folks. My website is proactivenews.com. Proactivenews.com. To sign up for my newsletter, you go to bill@proactivenews.com. Mention you heard me on Wing TV. But after about 30 to 60 days now, I'm going to be eliminating people that can't bother to say hello or contact me. Support levels are very low, and it's real expensive to have the massive list of names that I do. I actually deleted about 400 names the other day. I'm just waiting to get a flood of emails from yesterday. It's like, Bill, I'm not getting news. Well, say hello and let me know you're alive and well.
Yeah, well, that's very good advice to everybody out there that is on Bill's on newsletter list. And what we're going to do, Bill, every month when we have you on, we just select stories from the day's news or what's happened over the last couple days. And, of course, we have to jump into Iran. And the headline yesterday was Iran Uranium Enrichment Capabilities. Iran now has the capabilities to blow up the world, or whatever the neocons want to say. And I heard even somebody today, they described it as nuclear chicken. Who's going to blink first, the United States or Iran? Or maybe we should put in there Israel also. But then they send Condoleezza Rice over there, Condi the reptile with her nictitating eyes, and she's given warnings left and right. Where are we standing now with Iran? I know we talked about it last month when you were on, but where are we heading at this point in time?
I want to mention that regarding Iran, we've had the Russians helping boost them, and now the Russians are turning around and doing exactly what I said they do. It's like, well, no, you guys have got to slow down. The fact is, Iran has 166 tubes, which are instrumental in producing an enriched uranium weapon. Well, they need about 300 to produce just a single weapon. Nobody is going to be doing business with them. Certainly the Russians aren't. The Russians have helped, stack the equation a little bit. And, again, Russia and the United States working together. It paints a real dire picture because the public believes that Iran is going to have a nuclear weapon every day. And they're still several years away if indeed they pursue that venue. And I'm not convinced that they are.
That's a good point.
Since we're talking about Iran, I was reading something this morning that said that the Pentagon might have plans to do this remote control blitz on Iran if it doesn't comply with the pressure and demands to curb its nuclear program and if diplomacy doesn't succeed in getting them to acquiesce. So what do you think? Have you heard anything about this potentially?
Well, actually, you know, we're less than, well, about 2 weeks now from the quote-unquote deadline that the EU gave Iran, that the International Atomic Energy Commission said, hey, you've got to comply with this by this time. But this morning on CNN, they brought in two representatives from the International Atomic Energy Commission, and the fact is that they're disputing what the mainstream has put out. Now, these were lower-level personnel, but they were disputing what their own organization was putting out, which is basically the U.S. double talk and diatribe. So it's like, this was very provocative, and CNN, which I, you know, used to pronounce sin, I think they're doing a very good job broadcasting right now. Of course, they have their own particular agenda to fulfill, too. So the fact is, we are having disputes within the Bush administration regarding Iran and Iraq. We're having disputes on the international media. And it's like, folks, you better pay attention, because this is possibly the issue that would galvanize the entire Muslim world against the United States. And that could be really dangerous.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, you know, having a real terrorist attack rather than the fake one that took place on 911.
Yeah.
Yeah. You call it sin. We call it conditioning, not news.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah, we're going to move on beyond Iran, but I have one other question for you on this subject. And this came from a piece that was on the Agonist Diary, put out by a guy named Sean Paul Kelly. And he's talking about domestically, he's saying that over the next 4 months or so, there's going to be this continuing drumbeat for war with Iran. And then 1 month or so before the midterm elections, which are going to be crucial, he says that there's going to be a declaration of war against Iran, and he said possibly even some kind of terrorist attack that's going to be blamed on Iran somewhere in the world. And what he says is going to happen then is it's going to split the Democrats, because the Democrats can decide whether they're pro-war or anti-war. And he says through this division then, the GOP is going to come into the midterms and sweep through it and not have the massive losses that many people are predicting. So what's your take on that? Do you think that's accurate, or do you see it differently?
Well, there may be that attempt made, but due to the division in the Bush administration right now, I doubt if they can pull something like that off effectively. Unless, of course, the goal is to be ineffective and to show the U.S. once again to be a predator nation built upon militaristic principles. And I think that's real important, folks, because as we examine these things, we know for a fact that 911 had an inside job taint to it, at least in terms of the cover-up. And possibly in terms of the actual operation, and I'm afraid that the latter is the fullness of it. We actually blew our own craft up, we blew the buildings up, and because it makes so much sense in terms of the logistics, in terms of the new group of people out there, the 911 scientists, who are putting their whole careers on the line to come out and talk about the inconsistencies, the incongruities, and so forth. So I'm afraid something like that might indeed be attempted to be pulled off, but will it succeed, and will the public buy it? I think the public is at a breaking point right now. Except for the most avid and the most voracious of neocons, people are starting to ask questions. People like you guys and myself and others of a like mindset are out there raising questions that people can no longer simply ignore. You know, the call right now for Rumsfeld to step down is rather phenomenological. Now, I don't believe Bush will get rid of me. I just don't believe it. But the calls, especially by the former commander of ground forces during the Iraq War, he went through the channels. He complained, and then he retired, and now he's speaking out.
Yeah.
It's funny because Scott McClellan and you know, the White House is saying, you know, he didn't go through the channels. Yes, he did. And the fact is, the White House hasn't gone through the channels. The suppression of information, the disinformation, the lying, the denying, on and on and on. And in particular, the big issue, which affects the entire Congress, but is being focused on the Bush administration, is the lobbyist mafia. So I think that they might try and pull something off. If they do, it will be ineffective, and it will pretty much not just divide the Democrats. I think we'll see a shift towards independence, and I don't think the neocons will reign over that. I think we'll see a real move towards electing independence, and I think it could go as high as 20%
of the
Democrats.
Oh, I hope so.
Bill, I don't know if you or Thorne got to see this, but today I was reading about Jaina Davis. You remember her?
She was
an author who worked with Congressman Rohrabacher a year or so ago investigating the Oklahoma City bombing. She wrote this book, and in it she points toward the Middle Eastern connection regarding that, and we know it was state-sponsored terrorism. She's saying now that she believes that Congressman Rohrabacher's proposed hearings on this, in which he wants to focus more closely on Elohim City and Andreas Strassmeyer, is a sham. And this is what she says. I'm forced to consider the possibility that Rohrabacher is attempting to shift the blame to the government for bungling warnings allegedly issued by Andreas Strassmeyer and his neo-Nazi cohorts, thereby deflecting attention from legitimate prior warnings of a pending Mideast attack on U.S. soil. Now, she wrote a book pointing to Islamists, you know, this Middle Eastern connection. She wants to bypass the Andreas Strassmeyer Elohim City connection, and she's promoting the incompetence and negligence theory that the government just goofed.
Well, you know, that is a very interesting concept that she would come out and say that, because she's gambling with her life. Jaina Rohrabacher is the next generation of neocon. I believe he's part of the establishment now, but he wants to be president someday, and they've had him on the short list to do that very thing.
When I went
to Jaina Rohrabacher and met him in his office in Huntington Beach, California, this is back in 1995, I started to slip him a Masonic handshake, which he actively responded to, and then I pulled my hand away. I said, oh, I know who you are now. And oh boy, did he get pissed off. And I said, I just want a few minutes of your time. And I said, I'm the research director for the International Press Association. He says, I know who you are, Mr. Brumbaugh. Now, before it was Bill, it became Mr. Brumbaugh. And he said, I don't have time to deal with your life. And I said, no, hold it. I said, you know, the fact is, and at that point, I was escorted out. Now, I kind of wanted to make a stink and see how tough his, quote-unquote, BS bodyguards were, because he had bodyguards. There were two bodyguards with him, and they were there because of me, because I was very controversial. So I let myself be escorted out. But Rohrabacher is a neocon's neocon. He's part of the next regime. They have kept him out of the limelight in order to bring him in and insert him into the equation. Now, as we stand with the illegal alien issue, and many of us are being called racist because we want to deal with the simplicity and fullness of truth with the issue, Elohim City and Andreas Strassmeyer are relevant issues.
Absolutely.
Because now they can play the racist card again and say, look at all these racists out there. I wouldn't even be surprised if someone, linked or connected to Andreas Strassmeyer murdered a prominent Mexican. Because that's pretty much all we need to have racial civil war in this nation.
Well,
so, and folks, most people aren't following the fullness of the story either. You know, when the original footage came out of all these marchers, it took place a couple weeks ago all the way to a couple days ago, they're all flying the Salvadoran flag and all these flags of all these Hispanic countries. You didn't see a U.S. flag out there of any significance whatsoever. However, that certain neocons came out and they have produced hundreds of thousands of U.S. flags, and they have given them to all these people to wave. So now they run around carrying two flags. They have one packed in their back pocket or rolled up and kept on their person. That is their native flag. And then when the media is out, they bring out all these little U.S. flags and wave them around. And it's like, the fact is that there's some very devious, dangerous things going on. So by singling out Strassmeyer and Elohim City, which are organizations that are totally U.S. government infiltrated,
right.
As a matter of fact, I think that's a big issue that is not being brought out. The fact is that they're getting ready to play a new version of the race card, or I should say, an old version in a new hand.
Well, I think everybody should go to our website and read Victor's book on the Elohim City connection with involving Oklahoma City, the cover-up there, and I think he's connected all the dots.
Yeah. Now, since you mentioned illegal immigration, we couldn't do this show without asking you a question about this subject. And to show, Bill, how far this is going, at our local university here, Penn State University, one of the groups started a game, and they're creating a lot of hot water. It's called Catch an Illegal Immigrant Game, and they wanted to dress some people up like illegal immigrants and put a shirt on that says illegal immigrant and then chase them around campus, and whoever catches them gets a candy bar. Well, of course, the local media is just turning this into a circus now. But then you have, on the other hand, Teddy Kennedy. And a couple of days ago, he gave a speech before the illegal immigrants, and he said, "We stand together as Americans to shape America's future." Comment.
Well, I think, first of all, again, that Ted Kennedy speaks for himself. He doesn't know which bridge to cross and how to cross it. But, you know, the fact is people forget. They have a short memory. And Ted Kennedy is a murderer. He really is. And I go back to his bridge incident at Chappaquiddick, and I'm not going to let that go ever. Why is the guy still serving when he committed manslaughter? Period. He was drunk, and a woman drowned and died out of it. But this is the elite in America pushing buttons once again. Now, when he said, "We stand as Americans," that's corporate Americans. It is not America as in Americans. It's U.S. citizens that they're talking about that are part of the system. Now, when he says they talk about the tremendous boost they are to our economy, they bring up the issue and they constantly parade this one around. And I have yet to hear a proper response from anyone in the media to it, save Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs, I think, is really doing some good stuff. I don't agree with him on everything, but on the illegal alien issue, not undocumented migrant, but the illegal alien issue, he's really doing some good work.
And Bill,
I thank him for it. But the fact is that they come out and they say they take jobs that Americans won't do. They do that because the Americans won't do the jobs because the pay is so miserable. They bring the illegal alien in to drive down the overall pay rate of certain jobs. Now, folks, I tell you, if it's picking fruit or whatever, I will go do it. You want to pay me a livable wage to do it, I would go do it. You
That's
get
right.
exercise. It's not a tough job. And when they say we work hard and stuff, well, they seem to work a hell of a lot harder talking about the fact that we are Americans. Most of them don't speak English. The ones who've been here 15, 20 years even, who are illegal, have never bothered to learn how to speak the language. We've got a family of Hispanics up here who are legal aliens. Every child in that family speaks and talks very good English. And it's like they're very anti-illegal aliens because they know what it's going to have, what it's bringing about. It's bringing about due to, you know, we hear 11 million. I thought there was 20 million, and now I have got the real figures. There may be as many. In fact, one of the heads of La Raza made the point in a speech on CNN. He said, "We have an army of 43 million people." And I believe that somewhere between 30 million and that 43 million figure, the truth lies. And I think that they do have a heck of a lot of people here. And when he said army, what we're talking about is they're making a prediction that there's got to be bloodshed over this.
Well,
and if there is, we're dealing with a significant force of people.
Bill, their mainstream Mexican leaders speak very good English. Here's some of the good English that they're saying. Augustin Sabata of the Brown Berets. "Go back to Boston. Go back to Plymouth Rock, pilgrims. Get out. We are the future. You are old and tired. Go on. We have beaten you. Leave like beaten rats, you old white people. It's your duty to die. Through love of having children, we're going to take over." From the Excelsior, national newspaper of Mexico, "The American Southwest seems to be slowly returning to the jurisdiction of Mexico without firing a single shot." Here's another one. The Mexican Consul General Jose Osuna, "We are practicing La Reconquista in California." Richard Alatorre from the L.A. City Council, "They're afraid we're going to take over the government institutions and other institutions. They're right. We will take them over. We are here to stay." What kind of tone are these people setting? Are these people that are just trying to work hard and
integrate,
assimilate into America, or what?
Well, the fact is they have bankrupted the hospital and healthcare system because hospitals are forced to take care of them. But the real issue that nobody wants to address, nobody in the media, not even Lou Dobbs, is the fact that once they have a baby in this country, the baby is a citizen. Therefore, eligible for services, meaning the entire family is eligible for services. They call us heartless. Heartless, you're heartless people. Because, again, these children have parents here, and they slip them into the country and they're allowed to stay in the country because their babies are, quote-unquote, citizens.
Bill, what happens?
What is heartless, folks? They're out there trying to conquer the world through numbers, which is one of the methodologies of the Catholic Church. and the Catholic Church is backing the illegal aliens.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear the Pope talk about it. If indeed the Pope is not full of poop, the fact is we need to hear a missive from him, and I guarantee he will go with the illegal aliens because he believes that it's going to give them a great deal of strength of numbers, and the Catholic Church will once again become the main church in the United States.
Bill,
what happened? There's one problem with that. Southern Mexico were being totally underestimated because the fastest growing faith down there, not necessarily in numbers, but the fastest growing faith is Nation of Islam because it's so similar. It's a monotheistic religion. It's an action religion that basically is not staid and solid like the Catholic Church is. And there's many Mexicans that are adopting that religion, and I'm afraid perhaps even secondhand terrorists.
Bill, what happens if I go to Mexico and I have a baby? What will happen to the baby? Will it get free health care? And
you'd be lucky if it lives. No, the thing is that is such an asinine setup. Folks, you know, if we want to fix a Mexican problem, I can tell you exactly how to do it. First of all, Mexico is a fascist nation. It is a total dictatorship. When 1% of the population owns 99% of the wealth, leave Saddam and his people alone. Put it on the back burner. Let's invade Mexico and give the land back to the people. You know, folks, that's how we deal with it. They're there because of their government and its oppressive, repressive policies.
It is.
The fact is, until we deal with that on a global level, there won't be any change. As it is, we're going to have to come to some sort of deal over the illegal aliens, and I don't like any of the options. Yet again, despite the fact that the Salinases and their elitist friends and Vicente Fox are multi-kazillionaires, we're going to let them go about what they do and how they do it because, again, it helps bring about the Americas issue where the U.S., Canada, and the United States all become one big happy entity and we're broken to provinces and regions where we will be under a new system and everything we have, even as far as limited constitutional protection, will simply be dashed and crashed.
Bill, why didn't we see this display of numbers in Mexico for them against their own government to clean up their own country?
Right. And also,
well, because their military will shoot them.
Yeah. And also, Bill, in the same vein, and this is something people don't like to talk about, but the other day, Chuck Baldwin, I'm sure you know who he is.
Yes, I do.
He wrote an article, and it said, Civil War, forget about Iraq, you better start looking at the USA. What do you think?
I think he's right on the nose. I think it's a matter of inevitability. I don't think it's prophetic. I think it's pathetic. Because as Americans, the mainstream evangelical church has done us wrong. As a matter of fact, one of my very dearest friends says it is the religion of the New World Order. They sit back. We must render unto Caesar. Well, I got news, folks. When Christ said that, what did he do? He took the coin out of the fish's mouth and flipped it to the tax collector. It was a fish that had value. It could feed you. You could make scrimshaw out of it. It had function. The coin, he had no use for it because it had Caesar's face on it.
Right.
Well, why don't we render unto Caesar? Why don't we get back to saying, hell no. Folks, right now, it's estimated that 30 million Americans at least have abdicated, have allocated themselves out of the federal government. They don't pay taxes. That federal government is going to squeeze the remaining people more and more and more and eventually use it as a manipulating entity to get people to turn on their fellow Americans. We're getting ready to have a he said, she said mentality here where you're simply damned and slammed and you will be turned in by people who will get tax credits or some break or some relief for narking out their fellow citizen who refuses to pay taxes, which are illegal, immoral, and unethical.
Very well
Let's
said.
Let's turn our attention for a moment to that notorious no-fly list. We've heard in the past how, like, 80-year-old grandmothers are being stopped at airports.
Four-year-olds.
Right. Well, this latest thing is really absurd. This Minnesota reservist Marine Staff Sergeant Daniel Brown, he spent the past 8 months in Iraq, and then he's told he couldn't board a plane to Minneapolis because his name appeared on the no-fly list. Our soldiers are appearing on this no-fly list now, Bill.
Well, you know, they want to demonize everybody, and they want public reaction to be, quote-unquote, anti-government, but we are so programmed through the mainstream evangelical churches, it'll just be fine. You know, it'll all work out. It'll be cool. It'll be wonderful. Jesus is coming soon. Well, folks, I don't believe that, and I am a very terrorizing this nation due to prophetic iniquities that they can't prove but accept simply because they're bereft of the thought called quantitative thinking. They don't want to evaluate. They don't want to do any of that. They simply want to wait until Jesus returns. I got news. If my landlord told me I'm coming over sometime soon to inspect your place, I'd make sure that my place is in exactly what it is right now. It's organized. It's neat. I've repaired plumbing. I've done things like that. And these people are turning this nation into a nation of slop houses and flop houses. And the bottom line is, it's like, well, we'll just wait till Jesus comes back, and he'll fix it all up. I got news, folks. The good stewardship that we're supposed to be exercising is non-existent. We have a fraction of people who really dare to care, and the rest of them are completely bereft of any
just sliding
of
through.
Well, they're just along for the ride.
Yeah. Well, Bill, we all remember the call boy, the gay call boy, Jeff Gannon, how he infiltrated the press corps, and he was throwing these lollipop questions to George Bush or other people in the administration. But then we were assured, oh, no, this is all over and done with. And I think now that this latest article may have originated from you, or you might have sent it around, but they just found a couple days ago that CIA agents were impersonating journalists.
Absolutely.
And then, what?
Imagine that.
I mean, do they ever stop with these shenanigans?
Why should they stop? Because the public doesn't seem to care. I mean, wow, that's really interesting. They care more about the monster rabbit devouring crops over in England. Oh, look, it's the sign of the end times, you know. We've got a monster rabbit. And it's like, folks, the fact is that we need to inspect the inspectors. We need to monitor the watchers. And all this is double talk and diatribe. These two guys were exposed by a couple who simply would not take no for an answer. We want to find out who these guys are. The guys, their careers were quote-unquote exposed, and they're probably over in Iraq training, torturing prisoners right now, as far as I know, you know. But, folks, that's the real deal. We need to keep an eye on these people. Why is it that Bush is never or rarely asked the uncomfortable question? You know, I was so pleased by, I think the man's name was Henry Thomas, who was in a group of neocons, and he asked the hard question, why are you tapping my phones? Why are you surveilling me? I mean, what a great man that guy was.
Taylor,
and the neocons, what they didn't show in the news media is that the audience was trying to shout him down.
Yeah.
Right. Talk about a brain-dead, socialist-fed group of morons.
You better believe it.
His name was Harry Taylor from North Carolina.
Yeah. Okay. I was close. Henry Thomas, Eric Taylor.
Yeah. Well, Bill, I got one more question for you. But, again, tell everybody how they can find your website, how they can listen to your radio show, and most importantly, how they can get onto your just very, very valuable email newsletter list.
Okay. Well, folks, first of all, you want to go to proactivenews.com. That is the website, proactivenews.com. On there, I've got a list for my email, a link to my email list, which is on the website. It's simply write subscribe to Bill at proactivenews.com. I do beg $5 a month, or you write me and say, hey, I can't afford any money, and I just ask you to say in the name of God or your best integrity, you can't afford it. No one will be turned away. But I do demand some communication. And if you don't do it, folks, after about 60 days, I'm going to drop you off the list. Send me the word subscribe to Bill at proactivenews.com. Bill at proactivenews.com, and I'll be happy to put you on the list. I do ask, I do beg, I'm getting on the point of demanding some sort of contact or support. You know, I only charge $5 a month for my email list, folks, which is less than a week of most major newspapers, and I put out a lot of information.
Yes, you do.
Maybe sometimes bordering on too much, but no. The fact is, it's good stuff.
We don't think it's ever, ever too much. And my last question to you, Bill, is, you know a guy named Doug Thompson. He runs Capitol Hill Blue.
Yeah, I have a direct relationship with him, but it's not friendly anymore. He's a good guy. He writes some great stuff and introduces interesting perspectives that the mainstream doesn't embrace.
Well, he wrote a couple weeks ago, I'm sure you're aware of it, that article about 9/11 where he attacked 9/11 conspiracy theorists and so
Absolutely.
Forth. And, you know, this guy, he's put out so much good work. He's been a journalist for 40 years now. This guy's on, he has many people on the inside. He knows what's going on.
He's still an insider.
Yeah, for him to come out and say something like that wasn't accidental, was it?
No, it wasn't. And, you know, he's done so much good work, I refuse to damn him, even though I want to bring up the fact that there was something that somebody tapped him on the shoulder and said, print this, and he did, because that has not been his serum in any way, shape, or form. He has avoided 911 to a large extent. For him to come out and say it's just conspiracy theory, somebody's got something on him and they're pressuring him.
Yeah, I mean, it seems so out of character that when I read it, it was like, well, somebody actually wrote they thought it was an April Fool's joke because it was so out of character for him. But, you know, I just wish that somehow he would turn around on that aspect and bring the truth out.
Well, you know, as you say that, I also look at Jeff Rentz. I think Jeff Rentz has been one of the outstanding people in the world of putting out information. I know you guys are at odds right now with the censorship issue, and I am too, because that's just not Jeff Rentz. He doesn't censor things. He has no history of that. And yet the fact is, or I should say no history I'm aware of, for him to do that, somebody's pushing his button.
Yeah, well,
I think that's very telling.
We're going to have to disagree with you on
that,
because he does have a history of doing it. And if you mix truth with disinformation, Bill, you still end up with disinfo.
Yeah, and we've been hearing from more and more people that are coming out of the woodwork now that say, yeah, you know, I've had an article that appeared on Rentz's site, and then he started altering information on it, too.
And he won't answer for his actions.
And that's the worst thing, is he acts just like the mainstream media.
Just like Alex Jones.
Yeah, when they do something like that, then they don't answer for their actions,
right.
And it makes people more and more fed up with
them.
Well,
I have an issue with him regarding a theological thing, but I figured with him it's just his refusal to accept alternatives to what the truth is. These guys will print all this stuff and all this swell information all about the end of the world and things like that. Now, Jeff Rentz is pretty much a New Ager. He doesn't accept that. He prints it simply because it is a newsworthy story. But I want to talk to you guys off the air and find out more about this, because nobody had told me about it. And, you know, I'm known for knowing everybody. I pretty much know everybody in the business. Even if they won't talk to me or recognize me now, the fact is I've known all these people for years. And again, you know, Rentz started getting big about the time Drudge did, and Matt Drudge and I used to be friends, but again, I will not promote somebody part of the log cabin conservative homosexual agenda when he goes about acting like, I'm Joe Christian, I'm Mr. Conservative, and frankly, Drudge needs to be exposed and deposed. But, you know, I don't have time to do all that anymore. I've suffered from facing down Jones and John Stadtmiller and a few others, and the fact is that I just want to move forward at this point and be positive. But I'm sorry to hear that about Rentz. I'm sorry people took so long to come out, too, because if they had approached him initially when it was done, perhaps he might stay on the straight and narrow.
You know what? Maybe it's going to take an alien to approach him to get him to respond.
Yeah. Well, Bill, thank you.
Blue-beam.
Well, Bill, thanks for coming on today. As usual, you've just been phenomenal. You can find Bill's site at proactivenews.com. Sign up for his newsletter. And, Bill, just keep up the great work out there.
Yeah.
I sure will. I'm doing my best as long as I can.
Glad you're feeling better, Bill, too.
Exactly.
All
take
right.
care.
Thanks.
Now, we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to be running an article and also speaking about members of the alternative media who are now voicing their opinions on censorship. You're not going to want to miss this one, folks. And actually, Bill Broombaugh put a contribution into this. There's going to be a lot of big names represented there.
A lot of people weighing in on the censorship issue.
And we're glad that they are. So until tomorrow, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.